A while after this, Jesus gaed awa till the other side of the loch of Galilee, otherwise called Tiberias Loch. A fell throng of folk followed him that had seen the miracles he was doing on sick folk. He then gaed up the brayside and sat down with his disciples. The time was no long afore the Passover feast. Looking up and seeing a fell throng coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread to sear all their folk?" It was just to say him like that he said this, for he kent brawn weel what he was to do. 200 merk," Philip answered, "wouldna buy as muckle bread as would gie them a tooth for the piece." "Yen of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother," said Lum, "there's a laddock here with 5 beer leaves and 2 fishes. But what is that among Simone?" "Gar the folk lie doon," said Jesus. There was a deal of gers in the place, and the men lay doon, like 5,000 of them. Saint Jesus took the leaves, gave thanks, and hoofed them among the folk as they lay on the sward, and the like with the fishes. And Elkin got as muckle as he wanted. When they'd all hain their sairn, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the overcome pieces, say it nocht be wasted." They did as they were bidden, and the stews of the 5 beer leaves left o'er by them that had eaten, food 12 creels. When they saw what a miracle he had wrought, the folk be good saying, "This is a prophet that was to come into the world at wheel." Saint Jesus, seeing that they were etlin to come and carry him awa, sting and ling, to make him king, gaed awa back to the hill him lane.